Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
So what's needed, and needed urgently, is something much more imaginative, a pact among all the anti-Brexit parties in Northern Ireland. So says author and Irish Times columnist Fintan O'Toole in his bold proposal to use the Sinn Féin seats in the UK Parliament to forge through a resolution on Brexit that supports all measures, procedural or legislative, to stop a no-deal Brexit up to and including the revocation of Article 50. The proposal contained in his article for the Irish Times has attracted attention and some opposition, indeed, not least from Sinn Féin, whose president, Mary Lou MacDonald, wrote in the paper rebutting the proposals. Fintan O'Toole, good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
You said that this proposal is an attempt to sail between a rock and a hard place by proposing this bold move from Sinn Féin in relation to the use of their seven MP seats. Tell us what you have in mind.
So, yes, I was trying to think, is there a way to address something that's really staring us in the face, which is you now have Boris Johnson with a majority of one seat in the House of Commons. You have a crucial 3 months, probably in the history of Britain, but more importantly, from our point of view, in the history of Ireland's coming up. You have a real possibility of a no-deal Brexit with all of the consequences that we know of. 90,000 jobs on the island on the line, you know, the huge cost to the peace process. And we have seven unused Irish seats in the House of Commons, right, which are the seats that Sinn Féin won in 2017. They include, of course, five of those constituencies are the border constituencies. So these are the border communities, which don't have a voice in this process. Remember, of course, also the executive and the assembly aren't sitting in Belfast. So I was just trying to think, you know, is there a way of, on the one side, let's honour Sinn Féin's abstentionist platform. You know, I've never written stuff saying they should take their seats and all the rest of it, because whether we like it or not, and I don't particularly like it, but they fought an election in 2017 after the Brexit referendum. You know, Theresa May at the time, was pushing a very hard Brexit.
Yeah.
And they fought that election on an abstentionist platform. They won those seats.
And others put forward a different point of view. In Northern Ireland, they won their seats.
Absolutely. And, you know, the SDLP particularly, in many of those seats, was saying, you know, if you vote for these people, they're not going to go into the House of Commons. We'll suffer. People knew that.
That's the way they voted for Sinn Féin.
So that's absolutely fair. I'm not. And by the way, also, like, even if they did take their seats, if the Sinn Féin, seven Sinn Féin MPs walk into the House of Commons and the September 3rd when it comes back, you know, it would be counterproductive. We know that wavering Tories who might just vote against Johnson, the hysteria would be such that they probably wouldn't. So let's leave that to one side. Does that then mean that in this hour of national crisis, this extraordinary Irish resource, which is essentially the majority in the House of Commons, has to be left unused? So what I was suggesting was that could we get a way in which the seven Sinn Féin MPs would stand aside effectively, right? They would resign their seats in a coordinated way, trigger by-elections in September. This has to be done really now.
Rapid.
Yeah, so, you know,
the ultimate sacrifice of Sinn Féin seven, your seats.
But it's not the ultimate sacrifice in the sense that this is very explicitly done. So there's a written contract, which is that the seven people will be put up jointly by the four anti-Brexit parties in Northern Ireland, Sinn Féin, the SDLP, Alliance and the Greens, who are already kind of, they have an alliance there already.
Independent, non-political people?
So, yeah, independent, non-political people, people who are already distinguished in their own fields.
Remainers?
Remainers, to represent the majority in Northern Ireland, remember. Okay. You know, the majority in Northern Ireland voted against Brexit and their interests are not being even voiced in the House of Commons.
To do what in the House of Commons?
So, and just to finish that, so what they would do is then they would, to guarantee Sinn Féin, they would say, I'm not going to stand again, so I'm not trying to take your seat, right? This isn't a kind of a trying to build a base somewhere. And I will stand aside at any time Sinn Féin wants, right? So if Sinn Féin says, this isn't working, there's no point in it, you know. So Sinn Féin has control of this process. That's to honour the fact that these are their seats, right? To do really just four very basic things. So they would abstain on everything else, which would honour Sinn Féin's abstentionist position. They would take part in every possible manoeuvre to stop no deal, right? Whether that's, and we know there's going to be probably some very direct votes on that, but also a lot of procedural stuff to try to take control of the
no confidence vote in the government.
All that kind of stuff. They would vote against Johnson in the no confidence vote.
Okay.
And critically, because I think it's a really important thing to remember, we're in a completely uncharted territory here constitutionally in Britain. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. One of the things that is now, it was unthinkable before, but it could well happen, is Johnson loses a confidence vote. Previously, that would have led directly to a general election. Now, because of the Fixed Term Parliaments Act, there's a 14-day period, there's 2 weeks, in which either Johnson can seek to show that he has a Commons majority after all, or critically, somebody else can emerge.
Mm. An alternative.
To say, look, this is an emergency, this is a national emergency, we're forming a kind of government of national unity. The main point of this government of national unity is to stop no deal and to ask for an extension from Brussels. Mm-hmm. Critical thing we have to remember here is nobody else except the Prime Minister can ask for an extension, right? So this is really important. So our putative 7 Irish MPs would support that, and then they would support any motion for a second referendum, right? So it would be very limited. It would be limited in time, but also in scope. And all I would say, so Sinn Féin didn't consider this at all, right? This went up online in the Irish Times.
Mary Lou MacDonald wrote a considered response to what you had said. No, but she did say, and Ona Brin said as well, that they didn't say it was magical thinking, but let's use that phrase. This is magical
that's
thinking.
That's essentially what they're
saying, patronising to them. It's not going to happen. Yeah. It's insulting. It's fantastic. Yeah.
But it's important to point out that they rejected it first and then looked for reasons why they rejected it, right? So the timing's kind of important. It went online in the Irish Times, I think 3 o'clock, by 4 o'clock.
This time last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, so by 4 o'clock they had definitively, and in really, you know, very strong terms, said it's absolutely ludicrous, takes the biscuit, the most stupid thing ever, you know. Now, I don't believe within that hour, right, that they had consultations and thought about the thing, right? They decided, we don't like this, it's not in our comfort zone, we're against it, and then we find the reasons to be against it.
Yeah, but hang on, Sinn Féin lives in the world of real politics. Does this proposal from you, a very interesting talking point, but does it live in the world of academia? Does it live in the world of the summer schools?
No, it doesn't. You know, this is bloody real stuff. This is people's lives. This is people's jobs. This is communities. This is you know, farms. This is the stuff of, you know, actual existence. And it's really immensely serious. I mean, this is a potential catastrophe that the island is facing. Look at it this way. So the argument Sinn Féin puts forward, right, is the mathematics are wrong. 7 wouldn't make any difference anyway. I would ask them, are you absolutely confident that there will not be a critical vote at some point over the 2 months in September and October that won't be lost by less than 7 votes or won by less than 7 votes? Are you absolutely confident that you won't find ourselves looking back and saying, you know what, if only that vote had gone differently, the way in which this played out for the interests of Irish people would be very different?
You see, you're putting it all on Sinn Féin there. Now, I should say
only
as well,
because they hold the seats.
We invited Mary Lou MacDonald to come on to the programme this week to either debate with you perhaps or to respond to what you were saying, Fintan. She didn't have time in her diary this week, but you know, we'd asked her, I think, if she was available on Wednesday or Thursday, because you were making yourself available, but she hasn't been available to us, which is unfortunate. But we did have her response in the newspaper. You know, Sinn Féin would say they put on the green jersey very early, as far back as 2016. They were putting forward solutions to the border situation, the backstop, essentially, the Northern Ireland backstop that first emerged. They've been on board from the get-go.
And now you have power. You know, putting forward solutions is fantastic, and I applaud them for doing that. You know, this is about power. Politics, in the end, is about when the opportunity arises to exert power on behalf of the people for whom you speak, then you have to take it. I fully accept, you know, I think my proposal is actually very respectful of Sinn Féin, right? So I'm fully accepting that they're caught in a dilemma, right? And so I'm very specifically trying to address that. I'm saying, you know, because every other political party, right, has called on them and said, you know, you should just walk into forget your voters. Your voters didn't understand what was going on. That's what's disrespectful. I think being very, very respectful in terms of saying, okay, that's the reality. I'm accepting that reality. Yes, this is bold, imaginative and unprecedented, but we are in an unprecedented situation. And I just come back to that question. You know, see, remember, there's a very, very short window of time here. If this is going to be done, it has to be done in the next 2 weeks to get it organised, so that they resign in the beginning of September, as soon as the House of Commons comes back, so that the by-election could be held by the end of September. I still come back to the question, if at the end of this, if Johnson succeeds in blustering through a no deal, even though nobody really wants it, you know, which is actually looking quite likely at this stage. No, but very few people in the House of Commons even want it. But remember, the default situation is that unless you can come up with some way of stopping him or some alternative proposal, this is what's going to happen. Yeah. Now, the consequences for Irish people are actually really, really serious.
Just another thing on the notion of seven independents taking up the Sinn Féin seats, running for election and so on. What if then those seven, let's continue with the thinking on this. What if the seven, just even take one of them or two of them, decided, gosh, I like this political game. And, you know, that contract I entered into really isn't worth the paper it's written on. And maybe the voters, and, you know, maybe there's a few border polls that suggest the voters actually like this new representative who's taking his or her seat in Westminster, and they don't resign their seat.
I think this is critical, that these would be people of who are trusted and of substance, right? And I'm saying Sinn Féin will be very much part of the process of picking them, right?
Throw a few names out for me.
Well, look, I put some names in my piece, and I apologise to the people because I specifically didn't ask them. You know, I was just being illustrative about this, right? But Mary McAleese, for example, Nuala O'Loan, the former police ombudsman. I mean, these are people who are of substance. They're trustworthy people. They're people who have a reputation. You know, they're not going to sign a public contract in this and then decide. But anyway, they don't want political careers. That's a critical part of this would be. There are some brilliant people in academia who have expertise in this. Katie Hayward in Queens, I'm sure you've had on the programme, you know, who's been brilliant and articulate, understands the issues. So you would get people who have other jobs. They don't want to do this, you know. They'd all be cursing me if this happened. Those are the kinds of people you want. But this is actually practical.
Okay.
And again, you know, I just think, what's to be lost here?
Okay, well, listen, Fintan O'Toole, thank you for coming in and setting out your idea for us. We're sorry we didn't have Mary Lou MacDonald, but maybe another day.